right now, I'm very down on it. I know there's a crisis here, but I voted against the Freddie Mac and the Fannie Mae proposal, too. Was told then this is all we need. I don't represent Senator Obama or McCain or George Bush. I represent the people in northern San Diego County.
That is Representative Brian Bilbe, Republican from northern San Diego County. Very down for the moment on the tentative bailout agreement as the high-stakes drama continues in Washington. The first presidential debate is scheduled for tonight, but no one knows if a debate will actually happen. The bailout plan was close to being finalized yesterday afternoon until it wasn't a few hours later. John McCain still says he won't debate unless there is an agreement. Even this close, we don't know whether that debate will take place. What are swing state voters thinking of all this? WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein is just back from Virginia with, among other things, a montage of swing state voters. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning, Brian.
So Virginia is for swingers, huh?
It's an amazing thing, but because of a number of factors, because there are a number of upper income or sort of more upper income than, you know, say, some of the depressed areas of the industrial Midwest, whites who are quite clear that their values are conservative and their values are Republican, but they're unhappy with the direction of the country and are willing to think about voting for Barack Obama. And a huge influx of government workers, particularly in Northern Virginia, immigrants and African Americans are really changing. I mean, I was in Prince William County, which had about 250,000 people when it pretty decisively supported Bush in 2000. Now the population is almost 400,000.
Is that near D.C.?
It's in Northern Virginia. It's sort of the outermost of the outer ring suburbs. It's at the end of the commuter line.
Where's the Mason-Dixon line?
You stumped me there. I thought all of
all of
Virginia was
probably
south of the Mason-Dixon
line. Right, and of course the state was the capital of the Confederacy. But do you get a sense of stark difference? Because I know you traveled the state. When you go from the outer suburbs of Washington to Richmond to southern Virginia out to Danville, out near the Tennessee border, all of that stuff?
Well, I didn't get into the very far south of the trip. I mean, I really did stay in the area of these northern suburbs because there's a big conversation going now in the Republican Party, specifically about this county, Prince William County,
who lost it for the Republicans?
Right, who lost it for the Republicans, and can they get it back? Jim Webb, when he was running for governor, for senator in, 2 years ago in Virginia, won it by 2,000 votes, and it accounted for 2,000 of his 9,000 vote margin.
Whoa.
So it's
that's
really
how big it is.
Is a county that counts.
And it does come down to some degree county by to a county by county observation. This whole national election, right? A few of these swing states that are going to decide it, Pennsylvania, we keep talking about, it's really just a few swing counties in Pennsylvania that are key. Virginia, a county like Prince William. This is where all the action is for the entire national election. It's kind of staggering.
Yeah, it is staggering. And we keep being transfixed by these national polls, but they basically mean nothing since they poll a whole lot of insignificant states for the electoral purposes, like New York, which is, you know, so blue it's indigo. But when you sort of get down to it and you look at these swing states and then you look at the counties, they really can determine the outcome. And people are acutely aware of it.
Set up the montage for us.
One of the things that I asked people about was obviously the issue that's on everybody's mind, the economy and the economic bailout. One of the things that was fascinating to me is that opinions on whether it was wise of John McCain to go back to Washington exactly tracked who you were supporting already. If you were for McCain, you thought it was a good idea. If you thought it was Obama, you thought it was a bad idea. And if you were undecided, you weren't sure. But here's a random sampling of Virginia voters and what they're thinking about the economy and the bailout.
Most of my beliefs and most of my leanings would make me vote Republican. But I feel that the last 8 years have caused us to feel like we have to have something different. And I don't think John McCain's going to do anything different. I don't think he's close enough to real people to know what problems they're having. I work a job where I'm a salaried employee. I work 5, 6, 7 days a week and work anywhere from 9 to 11 hours a day and still can't make it. and I make decent money.
How about your own business? Has it been affected?
Oh, my God. Compared to last year, we've gone down 75%. And I was looking at the news, these multi-millionaire companies, they're asking for help. Imagine us, you know. I don't want $700 million or billion dollars, you know. I would love to have at least, you know, some type of money to keep my business afloat. And this is mine and my wife's. We started this from scratch.
Do you think it was the right thing for Senator McCain to suspend his campaign, go back to Washington to work on
this? Absolutely.
Yes, I do. I think both of them should be there.
They should be working on the problem, not debating philosophically how to solve a problem. They got a real problem in front of them. They both should be there.
No bailouts.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say that?
I'm a business owner myself. So, I mean, they bail out every business person out there. That's just nothing guaranteed. I mean, the government should not be involved in anything with business owners or any investment.
So when the president says it's going to cause widespread economic harm...
It's already causing widespread economic harm.
Some of the swingers in the swing state of Virginia, collected by WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein. Interesting to hear from a business owner there who says there should not be a bailout, because one of the trickle-down effects that we keep hearing for those who warn of Armageddon if this doesn't happen is that credit will dry up and small businesses will get hammered because they won't be able to get loans to grow.
Right. I mean, these are all people who are very much part of the economy. The first woman, Tina, worked as a sort of a consultant and logistics planner for an organization that trains people in professional skills. But everybody else in owned their own business, and a wide range of people. And, you know, they are certainly hearing that. But the sense is that, you know, sort of like they're coming in on their, you know, white horses now when the big banks are threatened. But, you know, where were they for us? And, I mean, I think that one of the problems for McCain in this area, it's a very savvy area. You know, people went to college. They know Washington. A lot of people there work in Washington. And they are really keen to the political games that are played there. But here we are in a very important county in this election.
All right. So hard politics for 2 minutes before you go. And then we're going to lighten up for a few minutes because I know even I can't take it anymore. 24 hours a day. We're going to have a call in for Mets fans to say goodbye to Shea Stadium. We did it for Yankee fans last week. And now, Mets fans, your Shea Stadium memories, you can start getting in line right now at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's all say goodbye to Shea as at least the regular season ends there on Sunday. But, Andrea, with McCain holding up the debate, unless there's a deal, does that pressure the Republicans in Congress to make a deal or delay a deal?
Well, I think McCain would like to be at the debate tonight. And pretty much a lot of the swing voters told me they would like him to be there, too, even the ones who thought it was a good idea for him to go to Washington. They want to hear – this is exactly the moment at which they want to hear more. People have been watching this negative ad campaign. They've been watching the accusations. And everybody, to a person, said, I want more details. I want to know what they're going to do. So people are really keyed up for this. I mean, imagine if the Super Bowl was canceled at the last minute.
You think McCain wants a debate rather than a delay?
Oh, I think absolutely.
Sarah Palin would get more time if this one is delayed, all these things we're hearing?
Absolutely. This is not what they were hopeful was that he would go to Washington, they would have a deal, they would announce it yesterday,
and he would look like a hero in Oxford,
and he would look like a hero. Having it actually come down to will he show up is really not the question they wanted to face. Problem is the House Republicans, the one that, like Bill Bray, the one we heard at the top of the segment, they feel like this is not necessarily in their interest. They have to get reelected, too. These people, a lot of them, were not at the Republican convention. They don't necessarily see their future as linked to John McCain's. And it is going to be a very tough row to hoe. He's got this. He's walking a tightrope now because he's got to bring those guys in and at the same time still be a maverick. Ouch, how difficult.
WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein. I should mention, A, Andrea and I will record our latest edition of Digesting Politics, our weekly web-only podcast on the presidential race, this afternoon. Subscribe for free to Digesting Politics at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And if there is a debate, Andrea and I will both be part of our pre-debate program at 8 o'clock tonight here on WNYC.
It's 24/7.
Maybe I'll see you later.